morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show with host Tanya Brown. We are coming to you from New Orleans, Louisiana, to offer you a bite-sized bit of magic. Our 20-minute-ish episodes are the perfect start to your day. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your pop of magic.
Good morning. It is October 15th, 2021. It is Friday. I am Tanya, and this is the Witch Daily Show. Today's episode is brought to you by the Busy Witches Planner. So let's get your day going with a little magic. Our quote of the day is, "Believe nothing you hear and only half of what you see," by Edgar Allan Poe. So what are we drinking today? We are drinking a Seasoning of the Witch, which is a tea from thetwigandfeather.com. This tea is a rooibos tea that has cinnamon, clove, ginger, and allspice. So I thought we would talk about some ways you can use clove in your magic. And this comes to us from flyingthehedge.com. So, yeah. I love clove. Clove, I think, is like the ultimate spice that makes me think of fall, and it's like the spice that like gives pumpkin pie that like that flavor. But I do know people who hate clove, and they'll be like, "I hate pumpkin spice. I don't know why." And then like you realize it's the clove. So if maybe you're one of those people, you're like, "I should like pumpkin spice. It has a lot of herbs or spices I like," but you don't like it and you don't know why, it might be the clove. So, clove is connected to exorcism, healing, love, money, and protection. According to flyingtheedge.com, the name clove originates from the old French word clau and the Latin clavus, meaning nail, for its shape, like that of a nail. For this reason, cloves are often seen as protective. Native to the Malacca Islands, cloves were a prized commodity of the ancient Romans and Chinese. In fact, cloves were so prized, wars were waged over them, and the Dutch, wishing to capitalize on the clove market, took control of most of the clove groves, destroying all trees outside of their territory. To increase prices, the Dutch even set fire to many of their own trees and those of the natives to create an artificial shortage. At the time, cloves were worth their weight in gold and could often only be afforded by the wealthy. Because of this, cloves are often associated with money and prosperity. Today, clove incense is often burned to attract wealth and prosperity and to dispel negativity. Oh, the irony. Cloves. Moving into some headlines, Catherine Hahn's campy witch is getting her own WandaVision spinoff. So Catherine Hahn is really having a moment right now. And I still love her from Parks and Rec. After WandaVision, she is just like rocking it. So she's getting her own TV show. Agatha. So Kristen Hahn, who played the breakout role of Agatha Harkness in Disney's Plus WandaVision this year, has a new solo show based around the character in development with Disney Plus and Marvel Studios, says Yahoo.com. The series is described as a dark comedy, and WandaVision head writer Jacques Schaefer would serve as the writer and executive producer. Hahn's campy and clever witch, Agatha Harkness, was a clear breakout star of the wildly popular Marvel series WandaVision. While at first she was going by the name Agnes, cozying up to Wanda and becoming her most trusted friend, we soon found out she had a lot more up her sleeve. In one of the best twists of all TV this year, it was revealed, it was revealed that she was also a witch and was actually behind all the bad things happening on the show. The twist was revealed in one of the best and campiest songs ever written for TV, quote, Agatha All Along, unquote, which we've been singing along with ever since. Hahn was nominated for an Emmy for the role for Best Supporting Actress in a Limited Series, and the song Agatha All Along won an Emmy for Best Original Music and Lyrics. The song, as well as others from the show, were written by legendary songwriter and husband-wife duo Kristen Anderson Lopez and Robert Lopez. The end of WandaVision saw Agatha kidnap Wanda and Vision's two children, Billy and Tommy, before the Scarlet Witch realized her full powers and defeated her in a witch versus witch showdown for the ages. We don't know if the new series would be a prequel or would follow how Agatha gets out of the trap that Wanda has put her in, but either way, we can't wait to see what Han does with the role. Billy and Tommy were some of the first gay characters introduced into the MCU when they were introduced in WandaVision, even if their sexualities weren't mentioned. The next gay character to appear in the MCU is Brian Tyree Henry's Phastos in the Eternals, who will be the first gay superhero to be in a Marvel movie. The latest trailer for the Eternals, also starring Angelina Jolie, Richard Madden, and Kit Harington, gave us a glimpse of Phastos. I know I'm saying that incorrectly. Phastos's life, introducing his husband and their son. And the Eternals comes to theaters on November 5th. All right, witches, I'm going to throw this over to our moon correspondent, and after this break, we will talk more.
Hello to all of my astro friends. This is Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, coming at you with your daily moon mantra for Friday, October 15th. The waxing gibbous moon continues to bob about in Aquarius's sky. Here, the moon links up with Jupiter and trines the sun. Jupiter is trying to make the best out of a difficult situation, with the additional trine to Mars and square to Uranus complicating its efforts. The situations that this energy brings about may feel bigger than they are, evoking feelings of being overwhelmed. With Mars in Libra, we're not feeling too much like confronting these emotions or the folks who have evoked them in us. We are more likely to retire to our hidey holes and take a time out. This is probably the best course of action in this situation. These energies have a habit of blowing things out of proportion, and it's difficult to bring things back down to scale in the moment. When you start to feel overwhelmed today, feel empowered to give yourself a time out. You'll thank yourself for the time and space later. Your daily moon mantra is, almost everything will work again if you unplug it for a few minutes, even you. This has been your Daily Moon Mantra with Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, signing off and reminding you that you are in charge of your own destiny.
Witches are on the go. If we are not living out our day-to-day lives, balancing home life and work, we're organizing rituals and keeping track of spells. The Busy Witches Planner is a journal-style planner that not only helps you keep track of your appointments and important dates, but encourages you to plan out your long-term goals, your rituals, and even helps you pause and reflect with journal prompts. This is a planner for witches built by some of the busiest witches around. This 280-page, 12-month weekly planner is filled with journal prompts, planting guides, holiday information, moon phases, along with monthly suggestions to help you try new witchy things. Full color with bound pages, you can keep this book in your bag or tote without worrying about pages loosening and falling out like in classic spiral bound planners. We do not have the time for pages falling out. We weren't kidding when we said this was for busy witches. All right, so we have a question from listener Randy. Randy says, I have a little one and she just turned 5 today, and she is a very loving witchling and she loves to tell people about her mom. So she wants to tell her friends, teachers, day home worker that her mom is a witch. Now, I live in a very judgmental city, getting better though, in Alberta. If someone mentions the word witch, it is usually eye rolling, disgusting faces, and so forth. I want her to feel that she doesn't have to hide me, but unfortunately, she will get picked on if she tells people her mama is a witch. What do I do? How do I tell her that she can't say that to people? She is so sad because I told her not to say anything. That let mom figure this out. What do I do? I was thinking of spiritualist or spiritual or any recommendations of what to do. Thanks for help in advance. So Jamie said spiritual. It'll go over so much better. And I agree. Amber says we live in Texas. Oh, keep in mind this listener did write spiritualist. Keep in mind spiritualist and spiritual are typically different things. So I just want to make sure that you know which one best suits you. So Amber says, we live in Texas. My son is also 5. I hear you on this. I tell my son that what we do at home is just for our family, and we don't tell people outside of our home that aren't our family because they won't understand. That's the best I can do without teaching him secrets. I told him that if he goes to school and tells everyone that mommy lets you burn things, they'll think mommy lets you do dangerous things and I could get in trouble. My answer to any questions about religion is that I practice old social courtesies where we don't talk about religion and politics. Kimberly says, the first time my grandson told a cashier that she was horrified that he was calling me names. Oh, they thought he was calling you a witch as like a name. I told the cashier, it is my craft, so truth. I was in the Dollar Tree buying glass spell bottles, and this lady stroked her cross. I used to care what others thought, but no matter what path you take, there's always someone who thinks they know better. Catholic, Jehovah, Baptist. These people are no longer worth my time. I won't judge your faith. Don't judge mine. And, here's the thing. No matter what you do, people are going to dislike it. No matter what you do. No matter what you do. Now, it'd be different if you were in, like, a dangerous situation. It's complicated, right? Because at the end of the day, we don't want our children to be treated differently because of our practices, right? And I think that is of concern. So while sometimes I do agree with, well, I don't care what people think, it is affecting your children. Or it can affect your children. So you want to, like, keep that in mind. Lilith says, decades ago, my mother instilled a very healthy and hardcore belief that what we do in our home isn't what other people do, and it is not to be discussed. Not that other people were wrong, just different. Religion, family, never for discussion in mixed company. I was in the South, and she was afraid for me and for the household, rightly so. I have no advice, but I don't think a child should have to fight or be distressed by the ignorance of adults until they are old enough to make the choice for themselves. Yeah, I do agree with that. The world is changing, but it's your child, and there will be time in their life for them to choose their own battles. Good luck. It's a tough thing. Yeah, I agree. I do. I don't know what to say, but... yeah, this definitely isn't something I feel like your child should have to deal with or, like, pay for, if that makes sense. So I think, yeah, definitely know, let us know how it goes. It's a hard one. Parenting's hard. Parenting's difficult. So we have a question. This comes to us from listener Stephanie. Stephanie says, hello all. I listened to the Moon Phase Water episode earlier today, and although I've made moon water many times before, a friend of mine posed a question that now I have too. Is there any special benefit to drinking moon water from the phase you were born in? Inquiring minds want to know. Interesting. I'm going to say, I mean, just off the top of my head, without doing any research or having ever tried it, I wouldn't think so. I wouldn't think there'd be like a special benefit because you were born in that phase. But let's see what other people have to say. Kimmy, honestly, I think Kimmy's got the right idea. Kimmy says drink it and find out. Drink it and ask yourself what benefits you gained. Be careful of what you add to the water, of course. So like oils, stones, like, you know, if you're going to try it, just water that you would normally drink, sitting outside with the moon. Obviously, you don't want to drink anything that is not water. But yeah, drink it and see. Honestly, that's what it's all about, right? Is to experiment and see what works for you and see if you notice any changes. Yeah. All right, witches, so we have a little magic today. This is a recipe, so bear with me. This is a Samhain pumpkin loaf from our writer, Luna. and the October 2021 issue of Witch Way magazine. Luna has done quite a few recipes for us. She did her, she did like a magical, her Abuela's mac and cheese recipe that was like really good. So I love when Luna gives us recipes. So this is for a pumpkin loaf. Baking bread was once a traditional way to celebrate Samhain. The final harvest festival of the year was a time to celebrate crops and prepare food for the winter. So what better way to honor than by making a pumpkin loaf? And you know what? I love pumpkin. I do. I know some people are like, it's basic. But like, I'm a basic witch. Proudly. Proud basic witch over here. I don't care. I like pumpkin. I like pumpkin spice lattes. I love it. I love it so much. I just do. So I'm probably going to make this. I actually saw on TikTok there was a pumpkin loaf cream cheese bread. Oh, it looks so good. Maybe we can like adapt this with that. I don't know. I'm just dying for it. Okay. So pumpkin bread, 2 cups all-purpose flour, 1 teaspoon baking soda, 1/2 teaspoon of baking powder, 2 teaspoons of ground cinnamon, 1/4 teaspoon of ground nutmeg, 1/4 teaspoon of ground cloves, 1/4 teaspoon of ground ginger, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, 1/2 teaspoon of kosher salt, and 1 1/4 cups of granulated sugar, 1 cup butter, 1 cup pumpkin puree, 1/4 cup of sour cream, yes, and then 2 eggs. Here's what you want to do. Preheat your oven to 350 degrees. Line a loaf pan with parchment paper, then grease with butter or cooking spray. In a bowl, mix all the dry ingredients first. Then in a separate bowl, whisk your wet ingredients. So the wet ingredients are going to be pumpkin puree, melted butter, sugar, sour cream, eggs, and vanilla. And then again, the rest in another bowl. Gradually add dry ingredients to the wet ingredients until combined fully. Then transfer to your baking pan. Bake for 1 hour and 30 minutes. To test if it's done, insert a toothpick into the center of the loaf. If the toothpick comes out clean, it's ready to eat. And safe to say, I think this would go well with a pumpkin spice latte. Or pumpkin spice tea. Or basic witch tea. To be talked about at a later time. Anyways, yeah. Oh my gosh. It's like, oh, I'm going to make this. I love pumpkin. Anyways, thank you, Luna, and the October 2021 issue of Witch Way magazine. Very much appreciated. All right. So before we go today, we do have some shout outs. I want to give a shout out to listener Kelly Corrado. Kelly, you poetic, splendid fire dragon. I also want to give a shout out to listener Jennifer DeMucci. Jennifer, you loyal, glorious Valkyrie queen. Thank you both so much for being Patreon supporters. I really, really appreciate you. So, before we leave today, let's see what our card pull is. I actually think I pulled the wrong card yesterday, but you know what? That means it was meant to be. So, let me see what our card is today. Our card is so close. Ooh, the banshee. Guys, so one fun fact about me, I love banshees. I do not know why. That is a lore that, like, I love, and it has stuck with me. And I remember one late wine night, me and my friends, we were like, you know, we're doing a thing where you just, like, bond and drink wine by the heater and just, like, talk about silly things. And one of the questions was, if you could be any, like, mystical creature, like, what would it be? And I said, a banshee. And my friend looked at me and she's like, you know what has to happen for a banshee to, like, occur, right? Like, there's all this lore about, like, dying during, like, childbirth and, like, da-da-da. And I was like, yeah, but you get to fly and you get to scream as much as you want. And I don't think anyone can argue with that. Okay. Banshees. Keywords are bad omens and wrath. Okay, let's see what we got here. A banshee is a fairy woman from the Irish folklore who heralds the death of a family member by wailing, screeching, or keening. Some believe banshees are the spirits of young women who have been brutally murdered. These spirits become banshees so that they can warn other women when faced with a similar threat. It is more common to hear a banshee. It is more common to hear that a banshee is a woman who is intensely grieving and passing of a loved one, and that she has become eternally lost in sadness. Nevertheless, a banshee's cry is a bad omen, and one should take caution when she appears. In a reading, the banshee's cry also means death, but this death is not physical. It is a symbolic one. You are facing an ending. However, this will not be easy, and you will still mourn the loss. The ending is long overdue, and the powers can no longer wait for you to let go. The choice to end your situation may no longer be your choice. You've rejected change, and you can't avoid it. You're holding on to something that no longer benefits you. Perhaps a job that you hate, a relationship that drains you, a place where you go you do not feel safe. Know that it's time to let go. It is important to remember that every ending also brings a new beginning. Moving on makes space for new energy to come into our lives. Don't get caught in the mourning process for longer than is necessary. It can be easy to mourn the loss, but this prevents you from seeing the doors that open for you. That's nice. God, I love banshees. That's like one of those things. So I'm not very deity based. I've shared that before. There's not a lot of creatures or deity or entities that really call to me. I really like ghosts. I like vampires. But other than that, like that's, I've never really felt a connection with mythical creatures. But I love a banshee. I wonder if there's like banshee like jewelry. I would love to find like a banshee necklace. I wonder if that exists. Well, I'm going to hop on Etsy once I leave you. So that's it. That's all I've got for you today or for this week. So any books, decks, headlines, sources, anything we've mentioned today can be found in our podcast episode description. I'm going to hop on Etsy and see if I can find some cool banshee merch. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. And I will talk to you next week.
Witches, we hope that you have an amazing day filled with magic and inspiration. If you'd like to support the podcast, head on over to our Patreon. Need a support system? Find The Witch Daily Show on Facebook and our website, witchdailyshow.com.